it leaves the amendment that was passed on the House floor that dealt with parents who decide to enroll their children at the age of six and then determine that the kid is not emotionally ready for school within the first 60 days would be able to pull them out. Under the existing statutes, under the litany of items that you can use to have your kids out of school, parents could have used any one of them, but it would have been a little bit of a perversion of what that list is really for. So Representative Coghill had put this specific language in. I know we still have the difference on of opinion on the history issue. My problem, and I think Senator Wilkin talked about it the other day a little bit, this very specific and somewhat limited problem on the six-year-olds only attending sporadically cannot be fixed without a statutory change. The history issue, there's all this discussion of anchors donating their curriculum for it to be modified, Department of Education coming up with some funding to do that, to put together a model curriculum for districts to adopt or integrate into their school system at relatively low cost. Seems like an initiative that's sort of underway up on its own. Although I know, and it was brought up at the meeting, that there have been resolutions passed in the past. It seems like the issue is being worked on and developed right now, and it doesn't require, I don't think it's going to ultimately require, a statutory fix that would be just an outright mandate. I was going to hand out, there was an editorial in the Fairbanks paper basically saying that separating the two, keeping the two separate was the right call to make. But I know people have different opinions. So I prepared this CS. I don't know. I hope we have the votes to pass it. So is there discussion on the CS? Senator Colton.
Since you're the main sponsor of the original bill, what's your view on the amendment that was before the House? I'm assuming it's properly attuned to.
Yeah, John's amendment. John and I had talked about him possibly putting that on in the House State Affairs Committee. The 60 days works. It fits within the original title, and you know, as I, it seems like it's common sense to specifically allow it. So
And Senator Olson, they could have done it anyway, but they had to kind of misuse the intent of some of the other kind of list of reasons for exclusion, and this is a whole different deal, so we just wanted to put it all in one shot. It seemed to fit.
Representative Stevens.
This has caused me more of a headache than any other thing I've dealt with so far in the last few weeks here. I think both bills are excellent. They both have a good reason for being. I co-sponsored Mary's bill, and I would really like to see it pass. But it seems to me that we have the choice here of either killing both bills by being at a loggerheads, or of allowing one bill to pass through. And so, to that end, I don't think the idea of pulling Senator. Holding this bill, sort of hijacking your bill, is probably not the right way to do things. So I'm willing to see us remove history, remove HB 171 from this bill, and let your bill move forward.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, move to report Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 11 from committee with individual recommendations.
Okay, that's the /J version. All those in favor of reporting out that version of the bill,
thanks.
Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All those opposed. Okay, we'll move out 2 to 4. And Wilda, do we just need signatures on this? Okay.
There's no place to put this.
Recommendation.
Well, there's a place to put the recommendation, so I can write that in right now.
Yes,
just didn't do it.
But for the individuals, do they just sign it? We report back the vote 4-6, or 4-2, that we don't sign any of the do not pass, right?
I think you just sign it. I can run down really quick and ask, but...
Okay. Just fill this part out.
Okay.
Senator, can I ask a question about that? This is new to me, the conference committee. Now, the first thing this will do, it will be returned to the House, and the entire House will have to vote on whether to accept this change.
Actually, I believe it goes back to the two bodies at the same time. And each body has to independently vote to accept the report, recommendation of the conference committee, and it has to go to a vote on the floor and pass with the majority.
And tell me how that happens. So either yes, it passes out of the House specifically, or if no, what happens then?
It could kick things back into another conference committee.
A new conference committee. Oh, thank God. Good to see that. Another conference committee.
With different people.
With different, yes, that's the best part.
Does that be different people?
I think the sponsor are the same, aren't they?
I'm not sure.
I've seen that very often.
Will the show? I thought you had dropped some of
Mr. Chairman, move to adjourn.
Okay, to adjourn.